You're on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. But before we start the Gemara, I'd just like to review a little bit. We have the vial, three shotim in the Mishnah, and we're going to have a few more. So let us just see the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah says as follows: Motzo Shitche Chayi. In Yesh Behem Achayis Nechosim, a person found a Shtar Choyf. Now, in Yesh Behem Achayis Nechosim, in Yesh Behem Achayis Nechosim, Lo Yachzer, if it says in the Shtar that it is Achayis that you can mourn from the Lekuches, Lo Yachzer, so the person who found the Shtar Choyf, he should not return it. Shebezin the flowing man. Because Bezin will be goive from, will be goive with Ishtar. Ein bem achayis nechosim, if it doesn't say in the shtar achayis, yachze shein bezin the flowing man, divrei rabbi meya, vachachomim oimrim benkach u benkach lo yachze, say there is a chayis nechosim in the shtar, say there is no a chayis nechosim in the shtar, lo yachzer b'mnei shebezdin nifroim mehen. That what is it said in the Mishnah. And now we had three pshatim how to explain the Mishnah so far. The first pshat was the pshat of Rav Asi. Rav Asi said that it is speaking about Rav Asi said it is speaking about Shechayev Moide. It is speaking about that the Loive says that the Malve lost the Shtar. That's what the Loive says that the Malve lost the Shtar. So why should we not be Marzer the Shtar? So Rav Asi says, there's a reyes in the nefile. Since the shtar fell, so it would seem it's a posel shtar. And we are chayish, shema, kosav, lilvois, benissen, leilova, atishrei. We're afraid it's a shtar mugdim. And therefore, that's why it got lost. That's why the Malva lost the shtar. So the din is like this. So yesh bem achayis nechosim lo yachzer shebezin nefroim mehem. So we will not give the shtar to the Malva, even though the Loive says that the Malva lost the shtar. We're afraid it's a posel shtar. The shtar mugdim, the lekuches will be goive. They'll be goive from the kuches shaloi kedin, because of lilvayis benisin leilova tishrei. So therefore, you don't return the shtar to the malva. Ein behem achayis nechosim. What if it doesn't say any achayis in the shtar? So then the din is to have a machlokes ramei on the chachamim. Rameya holds Yachzer. So Rameya holds because you're not going to mourn from Lekuches. So what is the problem? The Loive is made that the Malva lost the Shtar. What's the problem? You only mourn from the Loive. So therefore you should be Marzer the Shtar. And the Chachamim hold Benkach or Benkach lo Yachzer neshebezna nechroi mehem. Mistame the Chachamim hold Achayis Tor Sefer, which means even though it doesn't say Achayis in the Shtar Choy, you will mourn from the Lekuches, and from the Lekuches you can't mourn, since we are Achayis, Shema Kosav Lilvois Veloilova. Shema Kosav Lilvois Venisim Veloilova Atishrei, so it comes out you're being Goyve from the Lekuches, Shaloi Kedim. That was Rav Asi's pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Asi Lem Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about Shechayiv Moide. The Loive was Moide that the Malva lost the Shtar. And because of the reyes of the nefila, we are afraid maybe it's a shtar mukdim, because of luvois benisim leilova atishrei. And therefore, so this yesh achayis nechosim, we zicher can't return it, because your mom from the lekuchas shloikedin, ein ba machayis nechosim, according to Rameya, we won't mourn from the Lekuches, so there's no problem. According to the Chachamim, we will mourn from the Lekuches. That is the first pshat in the Mishnah. That is Rav Asi's pshat. Then we had a second pshat in the Mishnah. We had pshat in the Mishnah, Abaye. Abaye held there's not a problem of Shema Kosav Lilvais Benissen Bleilova Atishrei, because Abaya holds Eidov Bechsumov Zochinloi. Because it's irrelevant when the Shtar was given over, but as soon as the Shtar is written, the Shibud is Chal Al Yidei Chsimes Eidim. So Mamela, that is no problem. Shemekosav Lilvais Benissim Leilova Tishrei. Whenever the Malva gets the Shtar, the Shibud is Chal Minissim. So that is not any problem whatsoever. So what is the problem? What is the problem? The problem is, so it's the Chayish Lepiroin Uliknunye. So Abaye said, pshat in the Mishnah is, we're afraid, there's a reyesed in the fila over here. Why did this shtar get lost? If it's a kosher shtar. Now, according to Abaye, it's not zicha, not a shtar mukdim, because we hold eidah bersumum zochaloi. So why did this shtar get lost? So Abaye held, you know why the shtar got lost? Because Mustamba the Loive paid up the chayv already. And the shtar was returned to the Loive. So the Loive lost the shtar. Now if the Loive lost the shtar and he paid up the chayv, so what is happening over here that the Loive is telling he's saying give it back to the Malva. He's saying that the Malva lost the shtar. So Abaye holds chayshinim lepiroin uliknunye. We're afraid that the shtar was paid up already. That is why the shtar was lost. Why is the loive saying now? Why is the loive saying now that the malva lost the shtar? He's making a knunye with the malva. That means he's saying that I owe money to the malva. The malva is going to be gaiva from the lekuche shalai kedin since the shtar was paid up, and then he and the malva and the leiva will split up that what will be gaiva from the lekuches. So that is pshat in the Mishnah according to Abaye. Again, according to Abaye, the Mishnah is speaking back shechayev meide. The leiva is meide that the malva lost the shtar. We are afraid because of the reyes of the nefila that how could it be that if it's a kosher shtar, how would it get lost? Our koch of the shtar was paid up already. So if the shtar is paid up, so why is the loive saying to return it to the malva? So our koch of the reason he's saying to return it to the malva is because they want to make a commune. So Mamela, Ashtar Shaimboy Achayas Nechosim, they'll never mourn from the Lekuches. So Rameya says he can return it. The Chachamim hold he can't return it because they hold Achayas to Sefer. And you will mourn from the Lekuches. So that is Pshat according to, Abaye. Then we had a third Pshat in the Mishnah, Shmuel. We had a third Pshat in the Mishnah, Shmuel. Shmuel holds loy chayshinon lepiroi. That what Abaye said, we're afraid the shtar was paid up. Shmuel vehemently disagrees with this chash, because Shmuel holds a shtar that is paid up is torn immediately by the loyde. If we see a shtar that is not torn, so that means 100% the shtar was not paid up. So Memele, so according to Shmuel, what is pshat in the Mishnah? So Shmuel said as follows. A new pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about Kshe'ein Chayiv Moide. It is speaking about that the Loive says, it's a full shtar. It's a mezuyiftike shtar. Right? It's a mezuyiftike shtar. And Rashi says, we had in Taisvis, the Reis says in the Fila makes, if the Loive says it's a mezuyiftike shtar, we will not give back the shtar to the Malva, we will not rely on Kiyum, and he says it's a mezuyiftike shtar. Fine. So now let's learn the Mishnah according to Shmuel. So according to Shmuel, the Mishnah says as follows. If yev ashtar sheyesh bahem achayis nechosim, the shtar says you can mon from lekuches. So, and the loiva says it's a mezuyiv tiki shtar. So posh it, you can't be goive. Zareyes it in the field, it seems the reason that it fell is because it's a forged shtar. So Memela Yesh Ba Machayis Nachos Mizicha don't return it because the Levi says it's a forged star, and because of the Reyes that in the Fila we're talking Chayish that it's a forged star, it's a Mizuyif Tikish star. Now the Mishnah says according to Shmuel Ein Ba Machayis Nachosim that it doesn't say Achayis Nachosim. There Rameya says you do return the star, and the Chachamim say you don't return the shtar. So Shmuel said, what is pshat? Why do you turn the shtar according to Rameya? The Loive says it's a mezuyif tiki shtar. So Shmuel said, Rameya holds a shtar she'ein boy achayis nechosim, you cannot be goive not from lekuches and not from b'nei chayim. You can't be goive from it, period. We'll see why later in our sugi, which we will learn tonight. You cannot be goive from, sai from the loive, sai from the lekuches. So memele, so the malve having the shtar, he will not do any damage with the shtar. He cannot be goive sai from the loive and sai from the lekuches. Now what is the din about the shtar? About the piece of paper. The piece of paper also has some value. You can use it to stuff a bottle. Lots of rapitz lichusay. So Rameya says, so the Loive says it's a forged shtar. So he says he did not write the shtar. So the paper belongs to the Malva. So you give it back to the Malva. The Chachamim hold that you can be goive with such a shtar. So the minute the Chachamim hold, you can be goive from such a shtar. So Mamela, we will not return it to the Malva because the Leiva says it's a forged shtar. So therefore that is why we don't return the shtar to the Malva. These are the three pshatim we had so far. Rav Asi, Abaye, and Shmuel. Now, let us go further. We're going to have now a Rabbi Elozer and a Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rabbi Elozer, so we're on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the top line. Omar Rabbi Elozer. Now Rabbi Elozer is going to explain the Machloikis, Rameya, and the Chachomim, Kshe'ein Boy Achayis Nechosim. Oma Rabbi Elozo Machloikis B'she'ein Chayiv Moide. The Machloikis is speaking about that the Loive says it's Mezuyit. So this sounds very much like Shmuel. The Rameya Sova, Rameya holds, Shtar She'ein Boy Achayis Nechosim, Eine Goive Loime Mishabdi V'loime Mnechori. This sounds very much like Shmuel's pshat. Later, as the sugi progresses, we'll see the difference between Rabbi Elozer and Shmuel.
So Rabbi Elazar says, Machlokes she'ein chayev moed. The Mishnah speaking about the loiva says it's a mezuyev dikishtar. The Rameyer sovar shtar she'ein boy achayis nechosim. Since there's no achayis written in the shtar, einei goy ve'loi mi mishabdi ve'loi mi bnei choli. The shtar, you cannot be goyve from no one, not from the loive, about the list, not from the lakuchas. So therefore, you give it back to the malve. The loive says it's a mezuyev to kishtar. He didn't write the shtar. The malve says, I lost the shtar, so give it back to the malve. There's no problem of giving it back to the malve, because the malve cannot be goyve from the loive with such a shtar, and not from the lakuchas with such a shtar. The rabbonon sovri, let us, now, there's parentheses over here. The vowel we're learning, Rashi, Pshat, so let us say the parentheses. Taisa Zicha was not guided as these parentheses, but let us learn with the parentheses according to Rashi. The Rabbonon Sovri, Mimishabdi Hudaloi Govi, Mimnechori Migve Govi. The Chachomim hold, a shtar that doesn't have a chayis, so it says clearly in the shtar, you cannot mon from lekuches, mimishad dehuda legovi, mibnechori migvegovi, so therefore, you do not return the shtar. The leiva says it's a mezuyev the kishtar, the malva says it's a good shtar, I lost the shtar, so we can return the shtar to the malva, since the leiva says that it is a, since the Levi says it's a mezuyev the kishtar. Before we go further, let us just see two Rashis. What is the machloikis, Rameyer and the Chachomim? Why Rameyer holds you cannot be goyve mi bnei chori, and the Chachomim hold you can be goyve mi bnei chori? Rameyer lechayr is very difficult to understand. Why can you be goyve from a bnei chori? It's a shtar. It says you can't mon from a shabodim. Can't, but why can you mon from the loiv? So there's a moyudike rashi over here. There's two rashis. Now let us see rashi. Yeah, ain't they goive loiv min achosim a shabodim v'loi mibnei chayrim. So now Rameyah says a moyudike chidish. Rameyah says that if there's no achayis in the shtar, you can't mon from bnei chayim. Im ein haloive moide. If the loive is not moide, it means if the loive is moide, that he borrowed the money, so you zichi can mon from the loive. I mean, the loive says there's a doas bodin of the loive. But the shtar is not proof that there was a war. Why? The shtore, the loishibit, bo nechosim, a shtar that there's no shibud nechosim in the shtar, lav shtorohu, that is not a shtar, v'havi kemilva alpeh v'she'ein oleh o edim. So it's equivalent to milva alpeh without edim. So let's explain this. So pshat is like this. We had mentioned as follows. That there is a problem in Hilchis Hagodis Eidis, there is a din, it says, Al Pi Shnayim Eidim Yokum Dovo, and Chazal Darshan Mi Piem V'loi Mi Piksovom. There is an oifen how Eidis has to be related. Eidis have to say in Besdin what their Eidis. They'll write a note to the Dayonim, that is apostle hagode mi piem v'loi mi piksov. That is one halacha. There's another halacha. We have ilchis shtoris, where we learn out from psukim. We learn out v'kosov. It says by shtar mechire sodis pekesef yikno voideidim, and then it speaks about chsimis. It speaks about shtoris. There's a parsha of shtoris in Psukim. So the kasha arises, how does the din shtar, how does this din agree with the din of mipiyam v'loy mipiksava? The teretz is that there's two dinim. There's one din, hagodes eides has to be mipiyam, and then there's a din shtaris are different. Eidem achsumim al ashtar nase kemishe nechkere idusam bebezen. Stories, you do not need these tenoyim of hagodes eides bebezen. Eidem achsumim al ashtar kemishe nechkere idusam bebezen. No kan shoyel aben, when is it called ashtar and when is it not called ashtar? There is a special aloche that eidish shebishtar. There's no chesaron of mipiksava. But when is it called ashtar? So now Rashi is saying a mouthful. Rashi is saying, ashtar only is a shame shtar if the shtar makes a kinyan. If the shtar is making a kinyan, so this falls into the category of shtoris, and if it makes a kinyan, there the din is that this Eidus is Eidem Achsumim al Ashtar Kimishenech Keidusam Bebezen. Then it has a shame Eidus, which can be accepted. So now, so Rashi is saying, Amur Dikizach in Rameya. So Rameya holds, if Eidem write an Ashtar, that Reuben borrowed $100 from Shimon, and there's no Shibud Nechosim, so what is the shtar? Is this a shtar kinyan? It's not a shtar kinyan, because there's no kinyan that's being made from the shtar. There's no shibud that is being made from the shtar. So all that the shtar is a goddess Eidus Biksav. A goddess Eidus Biksav is mipiyam v'loy mipiksovam. So let it, so memeila, since there's no shibud. Yeah. So therefore, Rabeya holds that that's against the lashon of Rameya. Imein haloyv moide. If the loyv is not moide, the shtare the loyshibed bon nechosim ashtar that did not create a shibud nechosim laf shtaru. It's not called a shtar. Rameya holds in order to have a shame shtar, to have the din of Eidem Achsumim al Ashtar Nasek Mishenech Kedusim Bebezen, it has to have a Shibud Nechosim. Vahavi, and therefore it's Kemil Valpeh. So it's a Mil Valpeh because Vishayin Ole Eidem. There's no Eidem on it. These Eidem are worthless. But that's why Rav Meir holds that Ashtar Shem Bo Yechai is Nechosim. Rabbonon Sovri, and the Rabbonon Achaylik Laha Miya Havishtore, Shetehei Kemilva Alpe Be'edim. The Rabbonon hold that it has a din shtar, even though there's no Shibud Nechosim, but the shame shtar is not totally because of the Shibud Nechosim. It's different klolim what makes a shtar a shtar. So lahom miya havishtor shekemil v'apeh be'edim. Hilkach. Govi mibnei chori. So therefore you can be goyve mibnei chori. So lahochi lo yachse. So memele. Therefore if you find the shtar, you can return it. The kiv in the nofal ischalei. Since the shtar was lost, there's a reyesed in the fila. So Mamela, the loive, we're speaking about Ein Chayev Moide. That the loive says it's Mezuyev. And Mamela, so therefore we will not return the shtar. According to Rameya, it's not a shtar. The shtar is worthless. It's only a piece of paper. So Mamela, you'll return it to the Malve if the loive says it's Mezuyev. According to the Chachamim, so since it has a Torah Shtar, so Memela, we cannot return this to the, cannot return it to the Malve. So Memela, that's the Machloikis, the Rameir and the Rabbon and Sovri. Now let's learn, let's see, let's go back to the Gemara. the Rabbonan Sovri, Mimishabdi hu de loy govi, he cannot be goive from Mishubodim, Mimnei chori migve govi, so therefore you can't return it to the Malva. Now, I'm to say the next shure, which is a very difficult shure, and I'll explain it according to Rashi, and this is how the Chedushi Aran says Pshat in Rashi. Avol kshechayev moide, but what is when the loive is moide? The loive says, "Take, I never paid up the chayiv. The malva lost the shtar. Divrei hakel yachzer." So then everyone agrees. Saira meya, saida chachamim hold that yachzer. V'loy chayshinam lepiroin uleknunye. And we are not afraid that he paid up the chayv already, and he's making a knunye with the malva. Now, we have here a tremendous problem, how the Gemara brought in peroin or knunye over here. We are speaking about a shtar she'ein bo yachayis nechosim. We're speaking about the machloikis, Rameir and the Chachomim. Rameir holds that ein b'chayis nechosim does never tear shtar. The chum holds that does never tear shtar. If he's moide that the malva lost it, gibaldik. So you give it back to the malva. That's poshut. He's the loiva says the malva lost. There's no problem. But the gemara says the gemara adds something else over here. The gemara says, but when the chayiv moide, we return it, and we're not chayish leknunye. Now, a knunye is only shayach if there's a chayish. We're talking about ein boy a chayish. We're talking about ein boy a chayish. So we're going on the machloikis, Rameyer and the Chachomim. The Rameyer and the Chachomim are talking about ein boy a chayish. Rameyer says, you can't be goyva with the shtar, so you return it. The Chachomim hold, you can be goyva from Bnei Chori. So you don't return the shtar. Avok shechayiv moide divrehako yachzer. So far is so good. But then all of a sudden the Gemara says, v'loi chayshinon leperoin uleknunye. And we are not chayish for a knunye. There's no knunye. If there's no a chayish, there's no knunye. The only one you can be goyve is the loive. And the loive, according to the Chachamim. And the loive says that he didn't pay up. So how does knunye come in? This is a tremendous problem. So I just like to mention the way the Ran learns Pshat and Rashi. Later we'll see in the sugi further in the Af Yudalad that this is Shitas Rashi. But I'll kaponim in order to plow through the Gemara now. I'd like to mention the Chedushi Aran. The Chedushi Aran says as follows. Let us learn the Sefer. But let us learn the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Lashon of the Mishnah, Rameyer says, Ein bo yachayis nechosim yachzer. That's the Mishnah is not over this. Yesh bo yachayis nechosim lo yachzer. Ein bo yachayis nechosim yachzer. And divrei Rameyer. Because Rameyer says, Ein bo yachayis nechosim, you're not Ein bo yachayis nechosim. וחכמים אומרים בין כך ובין כך לא יחזר, מבני שבין כך ובין כך לא יחזר, מבני שבזן נפרוי מהם. יש סי, בין כך ובין כך, סי, יש בו יחייס נחוסם, סי, אין בו יחייס נחוסם, לא יחזר מבני שבזן נפרוי מהם. Now, let us talk in the חכמים for one second. The Chachomim said, Bein kach u bein kach. Bein kach u bein kach means, Sai, ein bo yachayis nechosim, Sai, yesh bo yachayis nechosim, lo yachzer. Both cases you shouldn't return. Bein kach, now. Let us talk, according to the Chachomim, Kshechayiv moide by ein bo yachayis nechosim. Kshechayiv moide by ein bo yachayis nechosim. Could you return it according to the Chachamim? Zicher. I mean, the only thing can mount from the Leiva. And if the Leiva says the Malva lost it, so no Shaila. But we see from the lotion of the Chachomim, they made benkach u benkach. They said, ein boy achayis nechosim, yesh boy achayis nechosim, they're the same. Now, the Mishnah they're speaking about are the same, she'ein chayiv moide. That's what the Mishnah is speaking about. When he says it's mezuyah, so then it says benkach u benkach, lo yachzer. But since they put the both shtoris in one category, that's the lashon of the Chachamim. Benkach u benkach. There's no difference. There's no difference. You may want to make a difference. No. There's no difference. Benkach u benkach. So we learn out from this two halachas that ein chayiv moidim, afilu ein boy chayis nechosim also lo yasa, because you can go even from nechayiv. But we also learn out, since by ein boy achayis nechosim, shechayiv moide yizichem achzer, because why not? It's yoli month. And they said, benkach u benkach, so it seems from the chachomim that there's no difference between ein boy achayis and yesh boy achayis, and just like by ein boy achayis is shechayiv moide, Shechayev Moide, you'll return the shtar. Is Yesh Boyachayis Nechosim, Shechayev Moide, you also return the shtar. That is the mashmois of the Lashon of the Chachomim, Alibe de Rashi. That's how Rashi learned it. And Rashi, the Lashon of Benkach or Benkach, motivated Rashi to learn like this. So Memeile. So now we just saw a Moide de Kezach. That if I say, that achai yesh by achayis nechosim and ein by achayis nechosim are similar in both ways by ein chayiv moide and chayiv moide. So now I see that by chayiv moide and yesh by achayis nechosim, and he says that the malva lost it. I see loy chashina lepiroim. That's what I see from the Chachomim. I see this one, and I don't see any other machlokes in the Ramei and the Chachomim. So that is how the Gemara feared this ois. Avol kshechayiv moide, if kshechayiv the loyv is moide that the malva lost it, divrei hakel yachzer, beloy chashina lepiroim, oleknunye. We're not chayish lepiroin oleknunye, and that is the mashmois of the lashon of the Chachomim, who the lashon, I just like to say over the lashon of the Chedushi Aran, the lashon of the Chedushi Aran says, the lashon of the Chedushi Aran is, Rabbonin de pligi be ein boy achayis nechosim, muchach loimed al kaponim, gavu mibnei choyri, im shemochi lo yachzer, lofize muchach t'bachayiv moide, ve'ein boy nechayis b'chosem de yachzer, if they hold that the month of bnei choyrim, so by ein boy nechayis b'chosem in a tzchayiv moide de yachzer, um shemochi muchach, the af the yesh boy achayis nechosim b'chayiv moide she yachzer. The hishva oison, that's the chachomim compared. The Mishnah could have been written in many different taifanim. The Mishnah was written in such an oifen. The Mishnah, let's just look at the Mishnah Elach. The Mishnah says, Motze shitrei choy, yesh ba bachayis nechosim, lo yachzer, shebez nefromim. Ein ba bachayis nechosim, yachzer, she'ein bez nefromim mehem, divrei rameya. So it could have said, ein ba bachayis nechosim, yachzer, bachomim oimrim, lo yachzer. Why did the Chachamim say, Benkach or Benkach? Benkach, what? The Benkach or Benkach is superfluous. Why do you have to say this? If the Chaylik and Rameya by Emba Machais Nechosim. So the Mishnah should have said, Emba Machais Nechosim, Yahzir, that's what Rameya says. Shein Bezen, the Floimim, Divre Rameya, Chachamim Oimrim, Lo Yahzir. Ibn Eshe Bezen, the Floimim. Why did it have to go back to Achayis Nechosim? Who's talking about that?
We said before, achayis nechosim lo yachzer. We said that. We're not talking about that. Achayis nechosim lo yachzer. So why did they come, now they're coming back again, beinkach u beinkach lo yachzer. So they're coming back again and mentioning again achayis nechosim. Why is this necessary to be mentioned? It was mentioned before. So al kochoch, Rashi learned, that's what the Chiddush Yeran says. Rashi learned that the Chachamim came to, that's how Rabbi Loza learned. The Mishnah is speaking about, but till now we're speaking about Ein Chayiv Moide. So the Mishnah says, if he says Mezuyev, and there's a Chayis Nechosim, yes, but a Chayis Nechosim Layazah, he says it's Mezuyev, Layazah. Ein b'machayis nechosim, if it's ein b'machayis nechosim, so then, now we're talking about ein b'machayis nechosim, yaza, shebezen nefroimen. And the chachomim hold, ein b'machayis nechosim is also bezen nefroim. And the benkach of benkach, that what they're now comparing, the achayis nechosim and ein b'machayis nechosim, is coming to tell us a new aloche, that by chayiv moide, Benkach or Benkach, that means they said, Ein Boyachais, Yesh Boyachais, are the same, in all ways. The Mishnah is speaking about Ein Chayim Moid, so the din is Layakha. But I'm telling you they're the same to tell you, to inform you, that Yesh Boyachais Nechosim, so then the din is that it's Yach there, and loich hashini leperoi neknunye. So this is Shitas Rabbeloza.